I'm Jim Benson, and you're listening to TV Time Machine on Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and visit our show archives at TVTimeMachine.com.
You're in there? The wheel looks awesome in that chrome. How sick is that, man?
It usually takes 3 or 4 days to assemble a bike like this Black Widow bike.
Put the motor in. Fire it up.
And usually that's about when I start getting impatient.
Man, look at that motor. That's a beautiful thing.
We're back again with artist, entrepreneur, and reality TV star Mikey Tuttle from American Chopper right here on the TV Time Machine. Mikey, for the most part, there's always something happening on American Chopper, at least it seems that way. Now, in reality, how much downtime is there during the course of the day at work, and how often does the film crew just pretty much stand around and do nothing?
Oh, those guys work hard. They work all the time. The thing is, they could be watching paint dry, literally, but if something happens, if somebody fumbles something or something happens, something breaks or something is not working or something suddenly happens, they have to be able to catch it. If they don't, they're in big trouble. So those guys carry, you know, the camera guys carry 30 pounds around on the shoulders all day. Well, one side, I don't know how their backs aren't totally screwed, but they probably are.
How much time does it take to shoot? I mean, do they shoot 5 days a week? How long
is it? You know, they shoot between 6 and 7 days a week. Mm-hmm. Sometimes eight.
Okay.
You bet, man.
So they're pretty well ubiquitous. I mean, what are the limits? What are the parameters? Is there any place where they can't follow you or are not supposed to follow you?
Yeah, they don't generally come home, you know. I think they're very busy, usually spending their time pointing the cameras at a motorcycle lift, you know. Mm-hmm. And they really don't have much time to do anything else. We try to do outside segments, but those are usually built around motorcycle builds, you know, where in most reality shows are people going out, they're going out to lunch, and then they're going to sit down and talk with Grace and Joy about whatever, you know. Most of the time is taken up by bike building, which is amazing. It's a lot different that way.
Well, speaking of bike building, I think the thing that really put you guys on the map and really got everybody's attention was the Black Widow bike. How did that come about, and what was the impact that the Black Widow bike had on the industry and your show?
I think the Black Widow bike had a big impact on how popular the show was. It's a beautiful motorcycle, you know. As far as the industry, I don't know, that'd be more like a question for my brother.
Do you think that it's genetic, the talents that your family has, and especially you and your brother? How do you think that creativity manifested itself?
I don't really know, because we're all sort of diverse. Mm-hmm. I really don't know. I think it comes from nowhere, you know? Mm-hmm. It comes from God, my book. You could do certain things in life, and you could push yourself to try and be whatever you want to be, but to be the best at something is different. And I'm not saying I'm the best, but I think, honestly, my brother's one of the best motorcycle builders in the world. You know, there's something really to be said about that. It's kind of amazing. It's like you're like one of maybe three people who are almost like Muhammad Ali kind of thing, you know?
What is the difference in approaches between your dad and Paul Jr. in terms of bike design and how they approach their work?
Well, I think they're both very hard, diligent workers. My father is a little more aggressive, and Paul is a bit more time-consuming, well-thought-out, sort of a very calculated thinker and worker.
Now, on the show, as in life, many positives outweighed whatever negatives are portrayed on the show, as we'll hear in this clip, where the daughter of OCC employee Vinny asks Mikey for a donation to Locks of Love.
Can you tell them what Locks of Love is for?
It's for when kids have cancer, they have to take a special medicine so their hair falls out. Mm-hmm. So then people donate hair to them.
Wow.
Mikey said he might even do it.
His hair?
That's what he said.
You know, it's real nice. I came in today and Vinny brought Vanessa.
It has to be 10 inches.
10 inches long, huh?
The longest piece.
I also found out today that Vanessa will be donating her hair for Locks of Love.
Perfect.
Do I have enough?
Is that 10 inches?
I don't know.
Mikey's silly and funny looking, but he's a lot of fun. I want Mikey to donate his hair too.
Mikey, what were some of the moments and experiences that occurred because of American Chopper that affected you and touched you the most?
Oh, boy. You know, I've been able to go to South Africa. I've been able to dive with sharks in Australia. I've been to Bayonne, and I think I've been fortunate enough to be able to be heard by a lot of people. Whether or not they want to listen is up to them, but occasionally, you know, you get to do things and say things in front of a camera lens in which millions of people are eventually going to cumulatively watch what you did. Sort of interesting that way. It's nice having a large podium, is what I'm saying.
Well, also, you know, the show gives you and everybody on the show an opportunity to not only help people in terms of whatever relationship issues they might have with their parents or their family or whatever, and sort of give them a perspective, but it also, you also help people personally. The show really has been a driving force in a lot of charitable work and that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's definitely a great thing. I didn't really expect it. But it is great that I've been able to be affiliated with different charitable organizations to raise funds and awareness, and also in a case like Make-A-Wish, helping the Make-A-Wish Foundation grant wishes. I've been fortunate enough to be a part of a Make-A-Wish child's wish. It's pretty flattering that way.
Now, we heard Vinny in that clip. Tell me about Vinny and some of the other guys who appear on the show and who worked at OCC and also Paul Jr. Designs.
Vinny's a great guy, man. Vinny's known Paul for a long time. They're pretty much the same age, and Paul's 4 years older than me, and Vin is six. So growing up, I didn't really know, you know, I didn't even know either one of them, really. I mean, Paul, just sort of an older brother who told me to leave him alone, you know.
Right.
When we got older and we all started working together, I really took a shine to Vin. And he's just a really good guy. He's a family man. And he's got a pretty good sense of humor. He's a really good person. And then we've also got Cody working at the shop, and a kid named Pete. And they're all really good people.
Yeah, and they seem like, you know, really patient, understanding, thoughtful guys.
They are, man.
Yeah.
There's no big waves, you know.
Yeah, and
occasionally everybody gets angry at each other. Some people get angry at each other like normal. Mm-hmm. Normal close quarters working environments. But these guys get along pretty good. Everybody's pretty copacetic.
Now, although the show is based in upstate New York, as you mentioned, you've done a lot of traveling, is when you visited Paris, France, and got lost in search of Jim Morrison's grave.
I know I make my fair share of mistakes around the shop, but nothing can compare to the mistake that me and Stevie made on our trip to Paris. It could have ruined the whole trip.
The weather isn't really cooperating, and my father and brother think it's time to call it a day. I, on the other hand, have one more thing to do.
I want to go find Jim Morrison's grave.
Where is it?
What the hell are you talking about?
I don't know, somewhere around here. I want to dig him up, see if he's actually dead.
So you're sure you know where this is, right, Mikey?
I have no idea, Stevie.
Oh, God.
Jim! Shut up, he's not awake.
You know, I honestly thought it'd be easier to find Jim Morrison's grave. Pardonnez-moi. Jim Morrison's grave.
Sorry, in his French or his Spanish?
He's dead.
Mikey, what did you think of France, and did you ever find his grave?
No, we didn't have any time to actually go look for it legitimately. But France was nice. I thought it was beautiful there. In Paris, people were sort of mean, but the architecture was beautiful. And got to go through a lot of the city streets and the old cobblestone. It was beautiful. Eiffel Tower. All that great stuff, man.
Did you visit the Louvre?
No.
No.
But I took a scooter through the Arch de Triomphe.
So you say the people were rude. That's generally what people say about French people. What experiences did you have that were negative?
Well, just being snubbed. I think you get snubbed a lot in Europe in a lot of places if you're American.
Of all the places that you've traveled, you know, either in this country or in foreign countries, what is your favorite? Do you have a favorite place?
Do I have a favorite place? I like Germany a lot. I love German cuisine. I think the German people are really nice, welcoming people.
You know, my wife is American, but she lived in France for many years, and she asked me to provide you with these directions. She made directions for you, so you'll never get lost again. So take a listen.
Pour accéder à la tombe de Jim Morrison de The Doors, vous tournez à gauche sur Light My Fire Avenue. Après, vous allez 10 rues sur Riders on the Storm Boulevard jusqu'à vous allez break on through to the other side de Lover Madeley Lane. Et après, vous allez 18 kilomètres jusqu'à vous allez voir This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Yeah, you don't even need GPS if you've got that.
That's perfect. Yeah, I know exactly where it is now. I think I went right past it.
Well, Muggy, we're going to have to take a little break, but we'll be back in a moment with Michael Tuttle from American Chopper and American Chopper Senior vs. Junior, who is traveling with us on the TV Time Machine.